Hey, good morning, everybody. That was your alarm clock for the first Saturday of the brand new year, 2014. And my name is Alan Ellis, and we're here to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So, when I came in this morning, it was 7. I don't know if that's twice as warm as, let's say, 3, but I don't imagine that there's a lot of difference in the way that feels. Now, I got a couple of questions for you. How do you stay warm if you're in the outdoors? If you're headed out there today, if you're going waterfowl hunting, or if you're going deer hunting, you're going to be out in the woods or along the waterways. How do you stay warm? I know how I stay warm. And it may be totally different than the way you stay warm. And we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about, well, basically whatever you want to talk about. It's a wide open show today, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. If it if it's involved in anything in God's creation, we're certainly welcome to receive your call. Now, this is the last Saturday that we will be asking you to call in and get in the muzzleloader contest. We've got one more left to give away. The fine folks at CVA, been in touch with them, and we're in good shape there. We'll be getting that out to whoever wins at the end of the day today. So all you have to do is call our phone number here at the station, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Leave your name and phone number with our producer, and then go on the air and say, I just want to be in the contest. Hi, bring up a topic I've always wondered about. This is how I stay warm, and that's how we do it. So the lines are wide open now to receive your calls. You can also enter today on email. And if you're, you know, listening by your computer, on your computer, from wherever you are listening, and I don't care what state it is, we got a lady from Mississippi that entered last week. Well, you're certainly, if you're listening, welcome to send us an email here. Ellis is my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com to get in the contest, and you're in. We'll write your name down. Be sure to include your phone number so we can get back in touch with you. All right, that's how that goes. So let's roll it out here. Let's talk. Let's take some phone calls and get some folks in the contest. And at the end of the day today, the last 15 minutes, we'll draw the winner. And the folks at CVA will send you a muzzle loader, a fine wolf muzzle loader. And we invite you to go to their website, CVA.com, if you like. There's a couple of related websites, but we'll stick with CVA.com. So there we go. Here's one you might have missed. Or maybe not. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you know all about this, and this is old news. A South Carolina woman is accused of stabbing her husband for not bringing home beer from the store Christmas morning. Helen Ann Williams, 44 years old. And if you see her picture online, she's a looker. She was arrested on Wednesday, that would be Christmas Day, and charged with criminal domestic violence. The husband told police he went to the store to get beer, but the store was closed. I'm guessing that was because it was Christmas. And the beer store, along with the rest of us, was celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by not selling beer on Christmas Day. I'm just thinking, but that's me. The police report says that Williams was mad that he did not bring home the beer, so she hit him over the head and then stabbed him in the chest. Williams is her name, not, no. However, it struck me as the weapon of choice. Of course, police say that this woman said her husband fell and cut himself. Yes. He was taken to the hospital while she was taken to the county jail where she was held on $10,000 bond. She chose, as her weapon of choice, a ceramic squirrel. Now, I'm not sure if this was the one that sits up, you know, and is chewing on a nut, or if this is the one that's, you know, spread out, with the one that you put on the side of your house. I'm not sure which one it was. They did not have a photograph of the weapon. They did not say if it was an assault squirrel. However, Mr. Williams was assaulted with a ceramic squirrel. My question is, why pick that? I'm just tossing this out. I mean, maybe he did the cooking and knew where all the utensils were. And the knives were locked up. And anything else that could harm him was probably locked up living with this woman. Taking a beating for not coming home with beer with a ceramic squirrel. Yeah, I don't know that it's a natural resource police violation. I don't know if there's any regulation. I don't know what the limit is on ceramic squirrels in South Carolina. I don't know if the squirrel was harmed in the incident. But those are the details. How about that for a great news story to start 2014? 410-922-6680 is the phone number. If I were home right now, I would be under about four layers of covers. I would not be up listening to me. Sorry. I hear me every day. I live with me. So I talked to Bulldog Brian Tilton the other day. Bulldog is on the air up in New Hampshire and very, very into politics. And Bulldog has his own radio show. Those of you who remember that name. Bulldog is also my webmaster for Ellis Outdoors. He's the one that puts the podcast up every week. And when he doesn't, I call and yell at him. So I called and yelled at him the other day, and we got to talk, and there's apparently a state representative up there by the name of David Campbell, who on December 23rd, got into a little wildlife scrape of his own. New Hampshire State Representative David Campbell has apologized for running over some ducks that didn't get out of the way of his BMW on December 23rd, saying that the incident was accidental and unintentional. I'm deeply sorry that I accidentally ran over several wild ducks near the Crown Plaza late Monday night, the Nashua Democrat wrote in a statement provided to the Nashua Telegraph. This occurred while some people were feeding the ducks in the roadway nearby. I know it greatly upset them, as it did me, in spite of the accusations to the contrary. This was accidental, unintentional, and deeply affected me then and now. The incident was brought to light by retired U.S. Marine Officer James Murphy of Florida, who said he had just tossed the ducks some crackers when he spotted this sedan. All of a sudden, this 5-series BMW comes up. It's going about 15 miles an hour, and when he gets to the ducks, it's not like it even slowed down, Mr. Murphy said. It just crushed all the ducks. Mr. Murphy said a man got out of the vehicle, said something to the effect of, the ducks should have moved. Now, Mr. Murphy didn't say whether Mr. Campbell had slurred his words, but Mr. Murphy believes as many as 6 ducks were killed and a number of others apparently injured returned to a pond. Mr. Campbell told the paper that he apologized to witnesses. He contacted the state fish and game department. He spoke with management of the hotel and cooperated with the police investigation, but he left the scene after Mr. Murphy became highly agitated and confrontational. He cursed. He continually yelled and approached me in a threatening manner, Mr. Campbell wrote. After I parked my car, his aggressive behavior and threats continued to diffuse a situation that was becoming increasingly hostile. I walked across the parking lot to my office building. Once again, I extend my deepest apology to everyone involved, including the public. Yeah, this is what happens when Democrats do something like this. They blame the other guy and become the victim. Hey, let's talk to Reuben in Cambridge. Good morning, Reuben. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. You?
Good, good. Did you ever run over a duck?
Okay.
Did Did you ever run over a duck?
No, sir.
No?
No.
All right. So you want to be in the contest?
Yes, sir.
You're in.
Well, thank you, sir.
Happy New Year.
You have a happy New Year also, sir.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, too, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye. There goes Ruben. That's all you got to do. See how simple that was? 410 WCBM 680. You see, that's our call letters. WCBM, that's the station you're listening to. 680 is our location on the dial. And it's also our phone number. Has been so in the 25 years that I've been here. But it translates numerically for the alphabetically challenged to 410-922-6680. That's the phone number. That's how you call in. And, of course, again, we welcome emails at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Seeing as how that's my two great news stories of the day, that's it. You're certainly welcome to call. Oh, looky. There's a couple fellows that have emailed me, so we're going to take a break. And we'll read the emails during the break, take a couple more phone calls, get you in queue. And by the way, if you go in queue here, unlike on the government healthcare website, we actually do get back to you within a reasonable amount of time. I mean, unless you call, like, right at the last second at the end of the hour and you got to wait for the news or the end of the show, you know. But if you come to the party early, we get to you. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show is February 1st through the 9th, and the wild is calling at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, 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 much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions, treasured by millions of Americans, including you and me. Featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA banquet and auction, the Wall of Guns raffle, the archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive. expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and
enough dancing in there. Come on, let's answer the phone. Everly Brothers. Phil Everly died yesterday, I guess. So, you know, what are you going to do? Hey, we got some callers on the line, so hang on there. I want to talk to everybody. Let's talk to John in Pasadena. Good morning, John. Thanks for holding on. What's up?
Good morning, Alan. All the best of the new year to you, lad.
Well, thank you, my friend. Appreciate that.
Okay. By the way, I'm on the covers and I'm listening to the radio. It's no big deal.
Okay. Well, I understand that.
Well, yeah. It sounded like it was the two were adversarial.
Oh, well, you know, I got funny you say that, John, because I just got an email from an NRP officer who's off today, and he just said he's under his heated blankets listening to the radio. So there you go.
He said what?
He's under his heated blankets in his bed listening to the radio.
Yeah, well, I got four covers on, and it's no big deal.
All right.
What I wanted to know, Alan, maybe you know this, maybe you don't. What the hell did nature have in mind when he gave the white-tailed deer right there? Because it gives them away.
You know, I think it was more of a communications among themselves, a herd thing. And, you know, it's an interesting question because it does give them away in the woods, but if you've hunted them long enough, you know that they're pretty much smarter than we are when it comes to being in their environment.
Okay.
I've been chasing them. I've been chasing them for 40-some years, and they outsmart me almost every time. So, you know.
All right.
They could have gotten me a lot more times than I've gotten them.
All right.
All right, brother. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya. Thanks for the call. Who's up here? Kent, Tim in Kent County. Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
Headed out this morning?
I'm getting ready to heading down to the Blankford area in Kent County for deer hunting.
Oh yeah, that's a good place down there. There's some really nice bucks down there too. Yep, I've hunted that area with Hammer Hollow Outfitters. There's some really nice deer there.
Yeah, there are.
Yep.
I just wanted to know if you knew about the new law President Obama has proposed. It's called the ASA.
Tell me about it.
Or it's the Assault Squirrel Act.
Oh, the Assault Squirrel Act. Yeah, are they going to ban them?
Well, they're going to ban any that can contain more than 10 nuts or copies thereof.
Oh, boy. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means not only ceramic squirrels would be banned, but probably glass. Probably
any
lookalikes. Yeah. Okay. Now look, are they going to ban the wooden ones?
Probably, yeah, because splinters are terrible.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I never thought of that. All right, Tim. I appreciate the call, buddy.
All right.
Happy New Year. See you, buddy. There he goes. Stan in Cecil County, and then we got Ronnie in Annapolis coming up. Good morning, Stan. Thanks for holding on. What's up?
Good morning. Well, I was holding on to Cecil County. It's a balmy 8 degrees out there. I don't see why anybody has to be under the blanket this morning.
Yeah, that's twice
all
as
beautiful. All this beautiful fresh air, Canada or Canada.
Yeah, that's
supplied us with.
Exactly.
It's really bad to listen over a cell phone, but I just heard that I've got some roof climbing to do.
Yeah, you do.
My wife is not going to be happy with this one. I got to remove the wood squirrels from up on the porch railing.
Look
there, she's going to be ticked.
Hey, look,
I got a question.
Listen, the House of Representatives may block that if we have enough Republicans there with any guts. So
I can only hope.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if even a proposal like this could be passed until after the 2014 elections. I think they're going to push it back until they see what the elections are going to be. But the assault squirrel ban is definitely on the radar. So
I hate it when I can't listen to the radio. I got to get my ear plugged up to this thing. I feel like I missed something.
I don't think you missed anything.
I
not on this show. You didn't miss much.
That's so wrong. I busted Patootie to get down in range.
Yeah.
I was going to call one of the guys that runs in the southern portion of the state of Maryland to see if he can get you in and find out what I missed before I can get in range.
Hey, Stan.
I got a question about shotguns.
Hey, buddy, you can always go on the podcast later in the following week.
I'm not a high-tech redneck.
Okay.
I'm just an ordinary redneck.
All right, I got you, bud. So what's up?
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm not a shotgunner, but I was watching, Pawn Stars, something on there. They had something about shotguns.
Right.
They all went out to the range together, and they were blasting away at targets and stuff like that. They were shooting skeet, which I've never done. But they had two other ordinary shotguns, now that I've learned something. They were just two ordinary shotguns that couldn't seem to hit the target. And,
right.
I can't think of his name, but he runs the shop and all that stuff.
Rick.
He had a skeet gun.
Right.
Now, what is the difference in a regular shotgun and skeet?
There are shotguns that are ergonomically designed to fit the shooter, and it all has to do with the difference in the barrel length, the choke, the way the gun handles, the way the gun mounts to your face, the way you look up the rail, and that type of thing. There's subtle differences, but the guys that are into the shooting sports, they pretty much have their guns designed to fit them as an extension of pointing their finger. The rest of us that are out there, just regular waterfowl hunters and shotgunners, we take one off the rack and learn how to shoot it. And these guys that are into the shooting sports will tweak the cheek pad, they'll tweak the length of pull, they'll tweak this, they'll tweak that to get it to where when they put that gun on their shoulder, when they mount that gun, they're on the target.
I am amazed when I see it in any sporting goods stores, the guys that go in there that are the skeet shooters, and the quality of shotgun that they pull down. I've never seen anything like it before.
Well, because most of these, it can be an expensive hobby, like golf or anything else, and if that's your passion, then you spend the money on it.
I can understand that.
I
realized the difference in the length of the barrel, and I figured it had something to do with the choke.
Yep.
But I really wasn't sure. But it looked like it could reach out and touch.
Actually, it's pretty much a close-in game, and that might be part of it, too. But it's all in balance. It's all in, whatever works. And, it's like, how do I say this? It is actually kind of like a set of golf clubs. You have different clubs for different different strokes for different folks, so to speak, and that's what a skeet gun is.
That's the problem I've got. I was only offered to be taken golfing once,
right?
Shark fishing once.
Yeah.
And they asked me, they said, can I give you a hand with your stuff? And I pulled out my M1 Garand. I said, I'm ready.
Yeah, they weren't ready for you, though, right?
I turned around. They were gone.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. All right,
buddy. I don't understand it myself.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Mr. Allen.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Stan.
Happy New Year and many more.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
There he goes. Stan in Cecil County. Ronnie in Annapolis. Thanks for holding on, buddy.
Good morning, Alan. Really enjoy your show.
We're having fun here this morning.
I shot a black powder rifle once. My stepfather retired from driving motorcycles in Washington and retired up in Garrett County, and got a nice farm up there, and I got invited up there once, and that's a real hooker to shoot a black powder rifle.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's just an amazing experience to fire it and then wait for it to actually fire. I mean, it's just the delayed action was just a shocker to me.
Well, Ronnie, I hate to tell you this, but that's not the way it's supposed to work. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, it was a flintlock, actually.
Yeah. Well, again, that's not quite the way it's supposed to work. But
oh, really?
No. But yeah. Now, a flintlock has just a little bit of hang time, but not anything that you should really, you know, be sitting there waiting for.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but
yeah.
I did want to.
But it is a lot of fun, no question.
It is. But I wanted to ask you, what song do you lead in with that banjo tune? Who did it, and where did you get that song from?
You know what? I've had that song for 25 years. One of the producers here put that in as my theme music.
Uh-huh.
I've joked, you know, that's Flatten Scruggs or that's Ricky Skaggs or one of these guys. Yeah. But I've no idea. It's more or less a generic mix that they used to do when they turn, you know, when they do commercials in studio. It's just background music is what it is.
Yeah, well, the timing is impeccable, and I really do enjoy it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thanks, Ronnie.
And I want to express my sympathies to about Phil as well.
Sure.
They were quite a couple, and an anecdotal story. I almost got into it with him or his brother. Don't remember which one it was. In back of the cellar door one night, back in the late '60s, I had just come back off my honeymoon, and I was extremely jealous. And after a little incident, they was out in the alley smoking, and I just went back in the back to smoke myself, and we we got into heated words. I'm glad it was all that happened.
Yeah,
they were fantastic.
Yes, they were. Yeah. Well, sorry to hear that. By the way, I don't know if he ever quit smoking or not, or if you have, but Phil actually died from COPD.
I heard that. Yes.
Yeah,
and I did that. I quit 10 years ago. Smoked 50 years.
Yep. Yep. Ronnie, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, Alan.
See
you. Take care.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Gunter in Towson. Good morning, Gunter. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I just want to call and wish you a happy new year for you and your staff. And I have one question. Did you ever get a call like that lady who called up? She didn't want any signs put up, deer crossing the place.
Yeah, that was some audio we played. Yeah, she said, "Don't put those signs up because the deer run across the road right there." Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was a riot.
We should probably dig that out of the archives and play that again. Yeah, that would be a good one. All right, so
have a good new year.
All right, buddy. You too. Thanks, Gunter.
Thank
all right. Bye-bye. There he goes. Happy New Year. Go for it.
Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, what's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer, you know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
you know,
I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive. And now, of course, to find food. But it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? You think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during at a school crossing. It would be a safer place for them to cross.
Wait.
You know, put the deer crossing sign.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? You know? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you'd saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, speed limit's 55, 65. How am I supposed to, you know, you can't brake really quick if, if the deer just is crossing in that deer crossing area.
So you'd like to see these signs move somewhere safer?
Right. If we can move them, like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. You know, put them in lower traffic areas. You know, somewhere where the speed limit's, a lot slower. Uh-huh. You know, maybe small towns. I don't know. I think school crossings is a good idea.
Well, listen, we will, you say you've tried to contact quite a few people about this.
Right, yeah. I wrote, at least 3 or 4 letters. And
spread the word, okay? We will try to kind of help you raise some awareness for this issue, okay?
Oh, thank you. We need to move those deer crossing signs.
We appreciate your comment this morning.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for a trap shooting gun or a skeet gun or a shotgun sports gun, let me recommend the 725 Satori. A perfect blend of beauty and performance with 5 Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length enforcing cones, and there's even a field model available if you like an over-under for the field or for the range. Then there's the BT-99, the ideal competition shotgun for trap shooters of all ages. Again, the Invector Plus choke tube system, chrome chambers, and Vector Pro length enforcing cones. But hey, if you're like me and you just like to hunt, I'd like to tell you about the BPS pump shotgun. It's available in all gauges, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. Even has deer rifle barrel models in 12 and 20-gauge. It has bottom ejection. Comes in a Duratarch armor coating if you prefer. That's Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo. And again, comes with 3 choke tubes. It's all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're gearing up for fishing season, too, so don't forget, you can give them a call at 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com. Fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Once again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Baltimore said goodbye to Paul Blair, two Hall of Famers and teammates, Brooks Robinson and Jim Palmer. We'll talk about them on the next Tom Marr Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So what are you going to do, Everly Brothers, the whole show? All right. Frank in St. Michael's. Morning, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Alan, my friend.
What's up?
Well, first things first.
Okay.
To my holy host of brothers and sisters that are listening, the happiest of New Year's, and may God's grace fall on all your shoulders. Oh. And I love you like a brother, Al. I appreciate that you're there. I look forward to listening to you every Saturday.
Indeed. Well,
and I hope like heck that you and I are together up there in Hancock come spring.
That's right. Hancock sounds like a date almost.
Yeah.
Don't take that literally.
Yeah, it did sound a little off color.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing is, Alan, listening to that lady's story about the deer crossing reminded me of a recording I heard. A friend of mine's friend worked for 911.
Right.
Now, if you find this, you will not be able to play it on the air.
Oh, okay.
This fella calls in needing a Bambi lance because he has hit a deer.
A Bambi lance. Oh, that's funny.
I don't know if you could Google it somehow. I'm not very good with a computer at all. But
all right. A Bambi lance.
Yeah, give it a chance. Give it a try. See if you can't turn it up.
Well, many years ago, we had a woman call in, and she says... we was up in, and she was told me she was from West Virginia, and West Virginia folks take a lot of crap, and of course I don't, participate in that. We're all God's creatures, and she called in and she said, "We was up in Pennsylvania, and my husband was driving, and we hit a deer, and we took him to the hospital," and I said, "The deer?" And she said, "No, my husband." So,
slight mix of words there.
Yeah, she just had a little syntax error there. But, all right. Hey, buddy, I appreciate the call. Happy New Year to you.
Take good care, Al.
All right, Frank. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Bob in Betterton. How are you, Bob?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I'm good.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and yours. I'm calling you enter the contest, and also I still can't get over that call that lady made about the deer sign.
Isn't that funny?
That would be a great skit for Saturday night at one of the shows like that.
Very possible, yep.
I can't believe living with someone like that. I think I'd be frightened to death.
Oh, the woman with the squirrel?
No, the woman about the deer.
Oh,
sign.
Oh, well, look, you don't want to live with a woman that would beat you with a ceramic squirrel either. So
no, I didn't get that. I didn't hear that.
Oh, you didn't. You woke up too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman in South Carolina beat her husband up with a ceramic squirrel because he went to the store to get her beer, and the store was closed on Christmas Day. So she beat him and stabbed him with a ceramic squirrel.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I worked with ex-state trooper when I was an insurance adjuster, and he and his wife lived in Upper Marlboro, I think.
Yeah.
They were sitting at their dinner table one night, nice summer evening, the windows were open, And they heard this pow, pow, pow. So the guy got up from his table and went over to the next door. It was an old man, old woman lived over there. And here her husband was sprawled all over the dinner table with blood all over the place. He'd practically shot his head off. He said, "Mary, what happened?" And she said, "I just put the Brussels sprouts on the table, and the son of a bitch ate all of them before I could even sit down." "Bill, are you sure?" He said, "I'm sure as hell."
That's funny.
"I'm sure, I'm sure."
Killed him for eating all the Brussels sprouts. Oh, my gosh. Hey, man.
You never know, do you?
Hey, tenderloin maybe, but Brussels sprouts, that's funny, Bob. All right, buddy, I appreciate it.
Okay, hang in there. Nice. Have a great year.
Happy New Year. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, talk about funny. We got an email. I'm going to read it to you. John B., here we go. We did the story of the lady with a ceramic squirrel. So John writes, "Was the beer that he forgot Moosehead Ale? Sounds like she was into the Wild Turkey before he got home, and that got her acting squirrely. When he married her, he was barking up the wrong tree. Sometimes love can make us nuts." Now, you guys in the listening audience out there, you just heard that. Give us a 1 to 10 on that. Just call in and say 1, 5, 3, 7, 10, whatever, if you like that. If you want to go on the air, you can, but we'll take a little contest as to whether John B. was funny or not. The woman beats her husband with a ceramic squirrel, stabs him with it. John replies, "Was the beer that he forgot Moosehead Ale? Sounds like she was into the Wild Turkey before he got home, and that got her acting squirrely. When he married her, he was barking up the wrong tree. Sometimes love can make us just nuts." We're rating John B.'s comment 1 to 10. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Robert in Baltimore, good morning. Robert, hello.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
You're up.
Morning. Yeah, I was just calling, trying to get in the contest. I'm moving the mail this morning.
You're in there, buddy.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. There he goes. Butch in Denton. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Al.
Good.
I'd give it a 10.
You give it a 10. Okay, you liked it. All right, good.
I like that. What I want to talk about is the groundhog. Have you ever seen a groundhog climb a tree?
Yep, several times. Matter of fact, I saw one in my own backyard this year. Came out the hole in the fence from my neighbor's place, looked around, and went right up the mulberry tree.
That's exactly what the one did down here this summer. And I'm out there picking tomatoes in my garden, and about 3 foot over, he's eating tomatoes.
Yep.
And Then the following day, my wife was cutting grass, and the lawnmower, the riding lawnmower, he wouldn't move. She had to go around him. He was like a pet.
Yeah.
And until he started eating my cantaloupe, I said, "He's got to go." So I trapped him and
went
way up the road, let him go, you know. That's the first time I ever seen one climb a tree.
Yep. Gotcha. Well, Butch, you're not allowed to let him go. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did.
You did know that?
Yeah, I let him go.
You're not allowed to do that. It's against the law to let them go once they're trapped.
What am I supposed to do with him?
Well, you can let them go on your own property, which doesn't solve the problem, does it?
No.
Or you can, how should we say?
Kill it.
Yeah, you can kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just made them somebody else's problem. So,
I got him out of my problems.
Understood. Just passing it on. Just letting you know.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya. There goes Butch. There goes Butch. Whoop. There went Butch. Maybe. Did Butch go? There went Butch. Had a little trouble getting Butch to. All right. We'll take George, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, George. How are you?
Morning, Al. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad.
I'm having a good time today, huh?
Trying to get down here to Kent County, do a little bird hunting this morning. The roads are a little bit icy where the snow blew over there, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Are you, you mean waterfowl hunting?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Good. You got the birds? I'm sure you do. There's plenty of them.
Yeah, we're down towards Rock Hall there. We got a lot of geese down there, a lot of ducks. So we've been doing pretty good with them.
No question.
Hey, quick question on those robo ducks.
Yeah.
I was talking with a guy the other day, and he was telling me that he was told by a DNR guy that you're not allowed to use the remote controls to turn them on and off. Do you know anything about that?
No, I do not. Okay. No, but I'll check that one out. And if somebody knows the answer to that, they're certainly welcome to call in. A robo dog. You're talking about a Mojo with the
yes.
You plant it in the you plant it in the shallow water and the wings spin. And you're
right.
saying you have to use the switch on the body of the duck to turn it on and off. You're not allowed to use a remote control.
That's what the fellow I was hunting with this week told me. He was told by DNR. I had never heard it, but mine has a remote on it, but. I was just, wanted to check it out.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. There's a bunch of little laws like that. For example, avid waterfowlers will sometimes put a duck or goose call as their ringtone on their cell phone.
Right. Right.
Do you know if you're in the blind and your phone goes off, technically you could be charged with using an electronic call?
I thought that when somebody's call went off in the blind like that. But,
yep.
That would be a tough one to prove for the guy, but I suppose it could be construed as being that for sure.
Sure, exactly. But technically,
right.
You know, I mean, somebody has to hear it, of course. But it's just one of those funny little things. The federal government is pretty strict about its migratory waterfowl. But I'll have to check that remote thing out, George. Can you send me an email?
I will do that this evening when I get home, Alan.
Yeah, that'd be great. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ask me that question, and I'll pass it on. So
great. I appreciate it.
Okay?
Yep.
George, Happy New Year, buddy.
Same to you, Alan. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. The Wild is calling, and not just on this show. The Great American Outdoor Show is February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans like you and me. Featuring the NRA Country Concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competition, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 1st through 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now, you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my accountant, seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines
are no problem. W&W Tire Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, we don't want to put you back to sleep. We'd rather play Wake Up Little Susie, but, you know, it's all part of the theme here for the first hour anyway. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Well, we only have a little bit of time. Had a great hunt, although I didn't carry a bow or a muzzleloader or anything with me. We were in Montgomery County, new property that we've hunted. A couple nice bucks were taken off of it this year, and you know, those were the two big dominant bucks that were taken. And we've got some young bucks. We had three young bucks run behind us on Thursday night. I was hunting with our social media coordinator, Laura. And Laura wants to take a deer with a bow. And so I didn't even take the bow. But we had several encounters. We had a doe come in as close as 40 yards. We had half a dozen show up from down near the guy's pond. But what I wanted to tell you was, over there in Montgomery County, the landowner is a customer of our sponsor, Don Travis. How about that? He said, Donnie mounted my elk. And I said, he's mounted a lot of elk for a lot of people. So, you know, just kind of a connection there to the outdoors and radio show. Guy also has the same accountant as I do, too, who's also a big hunter, who I mentioned in the ad, who has his coos deer and his wife's African lion and his elk and his pronghorns and all his ducks mounted by Don Travis. So, you know, it's the guy has a good reputation, and I'm proud to be friends with Don Travis and have him as my taxidermist. He's done 15 ducks for me, 2 pronghorn, whitetail, I can't remember, just a bunch of stuff. Hey, get out, stay out, stay safe. Talk to you next hour. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out.